to be here with you over this Christmas period. We've not only given out, but we have received. It's an incredible thing. When you give out, you receive. And we're going back to Spain with a word from the Lord, from our visit to this place. A word that will strengthen me for the future, hopefully will motivate the church that we belong to in Spain and are committed to. But it's been an incredible moment. This has been an incredible time, for not only for me, but also for you. I am so amazed how buoyant we are in the Lord. I am so amazed that we only have one elder at this moment in time, and the word of exhortation is coming to the people of God. Hallelujah. It's good to be exhorted. When it's through the word of the Lord, to be exhorted is something wonderful. It's incredible. It lifts. It's powerful. And there is a ministry of exhortation. Praise the Lord. And I better get to the word of God. We're going to read from Joshua chapter 1. Would you like to read Joshua chapter 1? I'm sorry, hope I'm not imposing on you. But if you could like to come and read Joshua chapter 1. Thank you.
Morning. After the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord, it came to pass that the Lord spoke to Joshua, the son of Nun, Moses' assistant, saying, "Moses, my servant, is dead. Now, therefore, arise, go over this Jordan, you and all this people, to the land which I am giving to them, the children of Israel. Every place that the sole of your foot will tread upon, I have given you, as I said to Moses. From the wilderness and this Lebanon, as far as the great river, the river Euphrates, all the land of the Hittites, and to the great sea towards the going down of the sun, shall be your territory. No man shall be able to stand before you all the days of your life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with you. I will not leave you nor forsake you. Be strong and of good courage, for to this people you shall divide as an inheritance the land which I swore to their fathers to give to them. Only be strong and very courageous, that you may observe to do according to all the law which Moses, my servant, commanded you. Do not turn from it to the right hand or to the left, that you may prosper wherever you go. This book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate in it day and night, that you may observe to do according to all that is written in it. For then you will make your way prosperous, and then you will have good success. Have I not commanded you? Be strong and of good courage. Do not be afraid, nor be dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go." Then Joshua commanded the officers of the people, saying, "Pass through the camp and command the people, saying, 'Prepare provisions for yourselves, for within 3 days you will cross over this Jordan to go in to possess the land which the Lord your God is giving you to possess.' And to the Reubenites and the Gadites and half the tribe of Manasseh, Joshua spoke, saying, 'Remember the word which Moses, the servant of the Lord, commanded you, saying, "The Lord your God is giving you rest and is giving you this land. Your wives, your little ones, and your livestock shall remain in the land which Moses gave you on this side of the Jordan. But you shall pass before your brethren armed, all your mighty men of valor, and help them, until the Lord has given your brethren rest, as he gave you, and they also have taken possession of the land, which the Lord your God is giving them. Then you shall return to the land of your possession and enjoy it, which Moses, the Lord's servant, gave you, on this side of the Jordan towards the sunrise. So they answered Joshua, saying, All that you command us we will do, and wherever you send us we will go. Just as we heeded Moses in all things, so we will heed you. Only the Lord your God be with you as he was with Moses. Whoever rebels against your command and does not heed your words in all that you command him shall be put to death. Only be strong and of good courage.
As I was reading and meditating on this word and allowing the word to just flow through me, the first two words that came out to me was now then. Now, sometimes as fathers, as parents, we can say to our children or school, or if you're a teacher here, now then. Now then. You see, it got your attention. If I say now then, it will get your attention, won't it? But now then is not just to get people's attention. It can also be an expression of mild rebuke or warning. Now then. Have you ever, as a parent or a school teacher said, now then. And you know what's coming. Don't you? This is a now then from the Lord. And today, the very first day of the year, we need a now then from the Lord. Who needs a now then for the year? Hallelujah. What a day to start with a now then from the Lord. Praise his name. Susan said in that hymn, the flesh, well, it dies. There's no life in the flesh. But it's the word that giveth light. Hallelujah. The entrance of thy word giveth light. And this is not just a now then. Not, oh now then. Come on. Sometimes it's a now then. Come on, church! Come on! I think this word is not just a now then. Come and enjoy the blessing. This now then is an exhortation from God. Do whatever I have commanded. You see? It's not just grabbing your attention. It's getting hold of you. Praise the Lord. The word grabs a hold of us. An exhortation is a plea. Now then, whatever you do, children, do not touch the fire. An exhortation from God is a warning. It's not only a warning, it carries encouragement as well. There's so much breadth and depth and width when you have an exhortation from the word of God. A personal one. Praise the Lord. Many of us have had an exhortation from God. Joshua was a man that walked in the Spirit. Hallelujah. He was a warrior. He was an incredible man. And this was a pivotal time. Church, we're in a pivotal time. Now Moses has gone to be with the Lord. One of our elders is fighting there. This is a time for exhortation. Hallelujah. This is a time for a now word. Come on. Oh, I thank the Lord for the unity we have in this church. And God is salting and sifting. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Amen. We will have success. Yes. You will have success. Yes. You will have prosperity. If we listen to the now, then. You know, my life has been blessed. I came to the Lord at 32 years of age at Rebel. But my life has been an adventure with God. It's been one of fighting, battling, enjoying the blessing, hallelujah, being prospered, body, soul, and spirit. The Word of God says, I pray that you might prosper. Body, soul, and spirit. Hallelujah. And I am not a name it and claim it merchant, but I know this much. God provides for our every need. Praise the Lord. I've called my email tag or whatever you like to call it, JiraMN@yahoo.co.uk, so you can all write to me. But I changed the E to the A because I didn't want to use the Word of God in vain. But it's a reminder to me that God has been before me, has provided for me everything that I need. He's given me strength for the battle. I'm 76 years of age, man. Praise the Lord! We need that Joshua spirit within us. You know, when I looked at this word, the enemy said to me, you can't preach that word. That's too near the demise of our dear brother and pastor Jim. But the exhortation of God is not limited by our thoughts. This was 33 days after Moses' death. Incredible. And I know today many of us are still reeling. How much Joshua felt at that time. How must he have felt? He has a young man at 20 years of age stood with Joshua as his spiritual assistant. He saw the wars, the battles. He saw the other side of things as well. He saw they were about to stone Aaron and Moses. And now the Lord is asking him to stand up and be strong. Today is a pivotal point. Hallelujah for our church. I belong to this church. We've seen the battles. We've seen the fire. We've seen the rebuke. We've seen the blessing. Hallelujah. There was a time when we only had £6,000 in the bank with no building. And that person wanted it back if the church wasn't built. Now I can divulge those things, can't I? But I'm not telling you the name. If we look back, it's going to drag us back. You know, when I was preparing this word, I thought, have you ever, when you've been to the seaside, you run into a bit of muddy or sinking sand, and you can't like, and then you start running, because you think you can walk on the sand. God doesn't want us to be stuck. He wants us to be running for Him. Hallelujah. Not in panic, but running to Him. Praise the Lord. I am very sensitive. There are many needs in this congregation today. You may be hurting. You may be frustrated. You might have a decision going on in your head. It's either of the flesh or the devil. I understand all that. But we all need a now word. Praise the Lord. This was an exhortation. Praise the Lord. It was a plea. Come on, church. Mark, you are doing incredibly well. Come on, church. One young man with a family, with a job to look after. And at this moment in time, we have no real pastor. But hallelujah, an elder is as good as a pastor. This is the time for us to prepare. Hallelujah. And I'm so pleased we are preparing. And God is preparing the way. We don't like it. Sometimes, do you know what an exhortation really is? Turn with me to 2 Timothy 4. And 1 to 4. We got it? In the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who will judge the living and the dead, in view of his appearing and his kingdom, I give you charge. That's what God was giving to Joshua, a charge. Preach the word. Be prepared in season and out of season. Wait a minute, we're not going to like this bit. Correct. Rebuke. Oh. Encourage. With great patience and careful instruction. Oh my word. Don't we need patience? Let's read on a bit further. This is an exhortation. For the time will come when men will not put up with sound doctrine. Instead, to suit their own desires. This is a church. They will gather around their great number of teachers and say what their itching ears want to hear. They will turn their ears away from the truth and turn aside to myths. But you, keep your head every situation. Oh my goodness. Have you ever gone, oh, it's doing my head in? Come on, own up to it. It's doing my head in. I love the word of God, don't you? We're human. The word of God is reality. Hallelujah. Talk about patience, love, joy, peace, goodness, kindness. All those fruits of the Spirit, they all come in exhortation. Praise the Lord. Now, I've got to be careful because I might get an exhortation when I get back home if I'm too long. But this was an exhortation. It was incredible. Joshua, God had got his attention. Hallelujah. When your head is being done in, you need God's attention, don't you? Whoa! You want to be a leader? It might do your head in sometimes. But God is on the throne. Hallelujah. We do not rely on flesh and blood. It's the Spirit of God that lives in us and motivates us and moves us in every situation, every circumstance. Incredible, isn't it? Now then, we need exhortation to prosper and be successful. We need exhortation. Who wants to be successful this year? There's some miserable ones amongst us. Praise the Lord. I want to be successful. I want to still have vitality to preach the word and help my brothers and sisters in Christ in Spain. And I preach the same there as what I do here to a translator. Incredible what's happening. I've got babies in Spain. Macho men. 12 of them. 12 great macho Spanish, Hispanic men. And I want to encourage them. Some are preaching the word of God now. It's incredible what happens when you exhort in the Spirit of God. This Christmas has been a wonderful Christmas to me. I want to tell you. I saw a minister yesterday. I was with a minister the day before, having lunch, and all it was exhortation. Do you remember how God has cared for us, has looked after us? We've gone down through the years when I was here as a young man. I've had a wonderful Christmas, hallelujah, and God has spoken to me. Guess what it was? Michael, you need more faith. Proactive. Hallelujah. We better get on. Now then. Apprehended by God and His Word. Isn't that lovely? Better. I command you. Drop of water. Praise the Lord. We better move on. Turn back to Joshua. You see, we don't only need exhortation. Have a look at the next word after "nail them," or the next sentence. And let's look at it. The "nail then" was not only for Joshua, but it was for all the people. You can't say, "That isn't me." You can't say that that doesn't include me if you're a member of this church. This word is for all you people. I've got a captive audience. But it is, it's for all you people. You see, to get prosperity and success, and I believe this church will go from one degree of glory to another, because it's sown as a seed planted in the ground. And look, we're going to have to knock those walls down. And the younger men are coming, hallelujah. With all respects to Jim, we need the Joshuas to rise up. Oh, it's incredible. The work of God is exciting. You don't know what God is going to do amongst you. Hallelujah. We need to have an expectation. But we need to be strengthened and encouraged. All in the body, we'll all have different functions. It doesn't matter if you were one of the two or three people like Francis and Ian, some of the longest serving members of the church. It doesn't matter. We are all contributing, hallelujah, to the work of God. And we praise the Lord. I will give you every place where you set your foot on, as I promised Moses. Get ready. Hallelujah. It's not the exhortation we need. We need preparation. Preparation. Joshua was prepared. He had an experience with God. He might have not had the miraculous powers of Moses. We know that he was a man of battle. And he was a man of submission. Because we know when Moses was too old to hold up his hands, that Aaron and Ur were holding his hands up because he was weary. Joshua's eye was upon Moses. And when Moses said, "Yeah," he put his hand up, they proceeded against and prevailed against the Amalekites. He was a man in submission. Wow. Preparation means submission. You can't prepare a church if we don't have submission. We can't prepare for the battle if we are not submitted. We have to be submitted to each other. We have to be submitted, firstly, to God and the Lord. He is the head of the church who said, "I will build my church, not yours." We have to be submitted to the head. Joshua is a man of fight and caliber. Oh, I love Joshua and Moses. They give me that spirit to get on and get up. Whew. He was a Semitic man. If you want prosperity, if you want to be successful, then you have to be submitted and committed. Now, this is a time when Joshua could have easy run. We don't like it when things get messy. When things get messy, we want to run. I'm jacking it. That's the flesh. Joshua submitted to the Lord. And when the Lord spoke, he did it. Praise the Lord. Listen to the word of God. Listen as it comes to you daily. Listen and weigh the words of prophecy. If prophecy comes to you, weigh it. Act on it. Pray on it. Exhortation needs submission. Incredible, right? God is getting our attention, isn't he? He's not a disappointment. I went yesterday into the town, and there's all these notices up, bumper sales, mass reductions. 70% off. And you go in the shop, and you have a look, and all they got is XXL and small. See, it grabs your attention, but it's disappointing. So I'm going all through the jumpers, XXL, small. The leftovers. God doesn't give us leftovers. He gives us the best. The finest of the wheat. Hallelujah. They were on the verge of something exciting. Hallelujah. And I might be 76 and I feel that we're on the verge of something exciting. We've seen it with our own eyes. Hallelujah. It's a time, my brothers and sisters, for submission one to another. It's a time for unity. It's a time of preparation. Hallelujah. I believe in God that you will be doing more than what you've done in the past. That you're going to go a little bit further. Like Jesus. You see, for us to prosper and succeed, we know need to go a little bit further. You know, we can say, oh, but you don't understand. But when the Lord was in the Gethsemane, when he's going through the heartache and pain, the word of God says, and he went a little further. Lord, if it's your will, take this thing away from me. But your will be done. And by the power and the strength of the Holy Spirit, Jesus went a little bit further. And oh, he conquered. Hallelujah. We're in the promised land. We talked about death. But death has no dominion over you and me. Hallelujah. Eternity is sown in our hearts. Praise the Lord. But we still need submission. I better move on. Another word that came out to me, another two words were. It was now then, and verse 8. Do not let this book of the law depart from your mouth. Meditate on it day and night so that you may be careful in to do everything written in it. There was a now then, and there's now is a then you. That's incredible, isn't it? The Lord gets our attention and he says, now then, come on. And then he says, then you. Hallelujah. I love that, don't you? And now then, and then you. You will have success. You will have prosperity. Praise the Lord. Go through the camp and tell all the people. Well, that's what I'm doing today. I'm trying to tell you, not my thoughts, but God has laid on my heart. Tell the people, Mike. It's not your business to take the burden of the church. It's his business. Mind you, we don't have nonsense in the Church of Jesus Christ. Because that's a place of rebuking, correction. Then you, hallelujah, just praise the Lord. It's incredible walking in the Spirit of God. It's incredible. Hallelujah. Then you, praise the Lord, will prosper and be successful. Have I not commanded you? The Lord tells him 6 times. Be strong and courageous. You know, when you get older, you seem to repeat yourself. You told something to somebody yesterday, and you're telling it again today. But the Lord only tells us once. Hallelujah. Six times. Be strong and be courageous. 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 Have we got it? Good job, but I won't be back for a long time. But this is reality. This is what we're going through. This is what we're experiencing. This is what we need. Exhortation, submission, love, grace, unity. Let's go on a little bit further. But to the Reubenites and the Gadites and the half-tribe of Manasseh, Joshua said, remember the command of Moses, the servant of the Lord gave you. The Lord your God has given you rest and has granted you this land. Your wives and your children, your livestock may stay in the land that Moses gave you east of the Jordan. Now the Gadites and the Reubenites and the half-tribe of Manasseh were going in a different place to where the 9.5 tribes were going. But listen to this. Your wives, your children, and your livestock may stay in the land that Moses gave you to the east of the Jordan. But all your fighting men, fully armed, must cross over ahead of your brothers. You are to help your brothers until the Lord gives them rest as he's done for you. Until they too have taken possession of the land. Oh! There's many in the church that want the blessing. Yeah? But you don't want to fight. I've known many people in the work of God And God has given them their blessing and they've gone. Incredible. 2.5 tribes, they thought they were going to be there for their cattle and their livestock and they're going to have a lovely time. And the Lord said, hold on, you are included in the battle. Incredible, isn't it? Exhortation, preparation, and submission. Isn't that wonderful? At this moment in time, this church is under a lot of strain. With pastoral workers, there's many needs to be met. We need more to come and take a little step further. And I say that in love and grace. And I'm glad that we're seeing already, hallelujah, just in these last few weeks, somebody has volunteered, praise the Lord, to do the phone list. Hallelujah! Come on! The Lord said, if you're faithful in the small things, you will be ruler over all. Incredible, isn't it? Oh, little Joshua in the tent with Moses. When he was jealous of people prophesying. At least he had a protected spirit. But he was in the small things. And now God is blessing him in a mighty way. Praise the Lord. Now then you. Hallelujah. I want to be in that list. I want to be in the land of victory. I want to be in the land where God is calling me to. Hallelujah. The kingdom of God. Praise the Lord. Just one final thing. Worst thing you can say if you're a preacher. Was this really a command of the Lord? Was this really a charge? Was this really an emphatic communication from God? Yes, it was. Because the proof of the pudding is in the eating. I thought yesterday who goes to Poundland? Who goes to Poundland? Come on, put out your hands. Oh, you can put more in the offering. But you know, I thought about that pound Christmas pudding. I thought about that pound Christmas pudding. I thought, I bet when you get it in your mouth, you're like... I might be wrong, but I didn't fancy it. But I'm not wrong with this word this morning. Hallelujah. The proof in the pudding is the impact that it had upon Joshua and the people. Hallelujah. Let's have a look and see. Joshua 24, verse 28. Oh, it blessed my heart when I read this. Joshua 24, 28. Isn't this lovely, the word of God? It always has a wonderful and beautiful conclusion. Praise the Lord. The Lord is not somebody looking down on us and saying, get up and go. The sons and daughters of God are led what? By the Spirit of God. Hallelujah. Verse 28. Let's read through down to the end of the chapter. So Joshua let the people depart, each to his own inheritance. Let's read down to the end of the chapter. And it came to pass after these things that Joshua the son of Nun, the servant of the Lord, died, being 110 years old, that they buried him within the border of his inheritance in Timnath-Serah, which is the mountains of Ephraim on the north side of Mount Gash, whatever you pronounce it. Israel served the Lord all the days of Joshua. Hallelujah. Just from an exhortation from God. That is incredible witness. And the days of the elders, Mark. Hallelujah, my brother. The days of the elders. You maybe feel lonely at this moment in time, but you will be successful and you will prosper, Mark. And so with the church. And under dear Collins' eldership as well, because no doubt he is praying, he is interceding for the church. No doubt he's doing a vital job there in that hospital bed. He is remembering us, I know. I can see him now smiling and laughing his sense of humor. I guarantee you he's there blessing the church. Hallelujah. And the works of the Lord which he had done for Israel. Praise the Lord. We're in it together. And one final thing. After the exhortation, after the submission, came the commission. Praise the Lord. We won't go there now, but Joshua said, come on. I want all the people. And he only had 3 days to do it. Mark, you think about time and the church and you don't be rushed. Sometimes God does it quickly. I mean, for Joshua, he only had 3 days after he added the exhortation. Sometimes with us, what could have been done in 3 days, six or seven weeks? Because we're fighting, we're battling, we don't want to do it. And then finally God says, come on, Mike, and you just release yourself and go. Incredible, eh? And there was consecration. What he did? He got all the people together. He said the day they were going to cross over into the land. Now, you know what? I can't think of anything more profitable and anything more successful than to consecrate ourselves to the Lord. And for the future that the Lord is taking. This is a pivotal moment. Praise the Lord, we're strong. Praise the Lord, there's a measure of strength in this fellowship. The enemy wanted to come and destroy and disturb and scatter. But there's a strength here, I know, of God. There is a courage here that is with of God. We have the armor of God on, hallelujah. The helmet of salvation. The sword of the Spirit, hallelujah. We can resist the devil. Get out. Wonderful. We can have the breastplate of righteousness. That's a difficult one. Especially when you want to lose your head. And we can have our belt, the girdle of truth, around our waist. So we're not stuck. We can run Like David, we can jump over a wall. And our gospel, our feet short. I pray that this year will be a blessed year, successful year, prosperous year, and a year in which the Lord will